So very much here on Earth. Joining us now is Pippa Malmgren, president and founder of Principalis Asset Management. She served as financial market advisor in the White House and on the National Economic Council from 2001 to 2002. Pippa, good morning.
Good morning.
So as the spaceships land in Florida, leaders in Europe are gathered to talk about an emergency summit on what is again a looming debt crisis in Greece. Pippa, can you describe for me why this meeting is so important, since a few weeks back we were watching developments in Athens as Greek parliamentarians passed an austerity measure that was supposed to solve this problem?
Well, I think that's the point, is that we keep expecting steps to solve the problem, but I don't think they will. In the end, the debt burden that Greece faces is too great to pay, and the nation will not be able to make these payments. But if they don't make the payments, then the whole banking system of Western Europe is potentially jeopardized because so many of the banks own the debt. So the government officials are having to try and step in one way or another. The news at the moment is that although the French and the Germans are saying we will provide some cash and some cover, they're also asking for the private sector to be involved. They call it private sector involvement, which is a wonderful euphemism for default.
Right.
What it means is the private sector is going to have to take what they call a haircut, a loss on the bonds. Because if you pay the bonds one penny less, 1 minute late, it's a default. And that's why the market's nervous that we're on the edge of a serious problem. What we know is that Greece cannot make the payments. Somebody else has to fill in the gap for them.
And
so
indeed,
effectively, they're done.
And indeed, some of the financial rating agencies have already suggested that this reality is with us, that we're not expecting any sort of cliffhanger, that we know what the deal is. We've done the math. Pippa Malmgren is president and founder of Principalis Asset Management. Do you think, going forward, that the issue here really is preserving the eurozone itself complicates the much more straightforward issue of, hey, this is a default, and that Europe needs to decide which really is a priority, figuring out how to get beyond this moment financially or how to preserve the eurozone?
Well, I think to understand the problem, it's not about Greece. It's about the fact that many countries in Western Europe, including Italy and Spain, big countries, are in exactly the same position as Greece. So when the market attacks Greece, it's really attacking all of them. That is the problem. And so you could imagine, personally, I think what we'll see ultimately is Greece will withdraw temporarily from the eurozone. They will print drachmas. They'll be pegged to the euro. And they'll say, we're temporarily checking out of the Four Seasons, and we're temporarily checking into the Holiday Inn, where we're going to tighten our belt and get our fiscal house in order and then re-enter the euro.
Quick question, Pippa.
Yeah.
Does the eurozone have to create some sort of mechanism for doing that, or can it happen ad hoc, as you've described, from the Four Seasons to the Holiday Inn?
You know, at the end of the day, it's a phone call. The prime minister picks up the phone. He calls De La Rue, which is the company that prints currencies, and it's done. There is no legal mechanism. It's a sovereign. They can do what they like. But the key is that the Europeans don't want Spain, Italy, big countries to be put in that position. So really, they're trying to draw the line at Spain and Italy, even though all the talk is about Greece.
Well, Pippa Malmgren is with the Principalis Asset Management. You know, Pippa, we just got news today that the Fed Reserve here in the United States is preparing contingency plans for default here. And they must be doing that in Europe as well, if contingency plans for Greeks default. What do contingency plans for default look like? Will we pay this and not this?
Well, this is the point, is that it's been exactly like doing a scenario planning for an earthquake in Japan. It was so hard, nobody wanted to do it, and nobody really believed we'd ever have it. And then we got it, and it was a surprise. It's exactly the same. The central banks in Western Europe and the Fed have been reluctant to ask the banks to do a scenario plan because the result is just so catastrophic, potentially. So the honest answer is, we don't know. The Fed doesn't know which checks they're going to clear and which checks they're not going to clear if Congress can't reach a deal on the debt. Same in Europe. Nobody quite knows what happens if the prime minister calls De La Rue. They print this new currency. You know, what's the value of things that you own? So we're coming into a period of history where there's a high degree of uncertainty in the markets. And that's reflected, I think, in what we've seen in share share prices and bond prices going to record highs. And so I think we're at a very important moment in history.
And we should note there's significant volatility on the markets this morning. Futures bouncing around. Also, gold inching up to that $1,600 an ounce point that it actually passed earlier this week. Oil trading down this morning. And I think. Let's go back for a moment, because one of the ironies here is that while there are significant complications politically in Europe to try to achieve some sort of financial stability, in Washington, to pay the debt, to actually cover the debt ceiling rise, would really mean a relatively small amount of austerity in the United States, as you've estimated it. What do you think America could do to make it past this moment versus a default?
Well, I think we got to be clear. It's a technical default. It's not an outright default in the U.S. But the bottom line is the U.S. is in a better position than the Europeans. And I think in the U.S., we can fix our problem pretty easily. Everybody just has to work 10 years longer.
How does that work?
No politician can say that.
How does that work, though? Pippa, describe. If everybody works 10 years longer, how does that solve the problem?
Because you generate more GDP to pay for the services that the public requires that the government is going to have to pay for. So bottom line is, in the long run, I think the U.S. economy has the capacity to fix the problem, which is partly why no politician wants to impose austerity. And the president's public opinion poll ratings are so low, he can't afford to impose any austerity. But ironically, it's what the polls are showing the American public wants. They're saying, stop spending my money, don't lift the debt ceiling, stop the spending. But the president doesn't want to stop the spending because he thinks that'll put the economy in worse shape, which will hurt him in his reelection.
But here's a great takeaway, and we got to go. But if you say everybody in America would raise their hand and say to the world financial community, all right, we're going to work for 10 years longer, this problem would go away.
I think in the long run, it would go a long way to fixing this problem.
All right. Well, my hand's in the air.
Pippa Malgram. Everybody's hand is in
the air. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. Pippa Malgram
is
president.
Which is why I'm more confident about the U.S. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. Pippa Malgram, president and founder of Principalis Asset Management, served as a financial market advisor in the White House from 2001 and 2002, watching the Eurozone leaders meeting in Brussels today for an emergency summit on that crisis in Greece that will not go away. Thanks, Pippa.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.